the phone now to Julie Kimmer, who is the manager of the Courthouse Square Association Museum, Eaton County Courthouse. Good evening, Julie. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Well, I came across a story that piqued my curiosity, so I wanted to get a hold of you. Apparently, some ghost hunters have recently visited the Eaton County Courthouse, which was built in 1885, and were kind of doing an investigation. Tell me about this.
Well, I actually contacted them, and the group that came is called Mid-Michigan Paranormal Investigators. What I did was originally apply through the TAPS group that has the TV show, the popular TV show, and I've had over the years quite a few claims from different people and just some kind of odd experiences myself in the building that on occasion I've actually even at one point in time called the police because I heard what sounded like somebody in the building to the point where I was very concerned. So at any case, I thought, you know, all of those things taken into account, it was worth checking into. And so I got a hold, or you apply online with TAPS, and then they hooked me up with the Mid-Michigan Paranormal Investigators who came last weekend and did an investigation. They got there about 6:30 and stayed till about 2:30 in the morning.
And what did you did you stay with them or you just reported?
Yes, I stayed for part of the time. There was there's one other gal that works in the building, and she stayed for part of the time as well. So.
Oh, okay. Now, do we know much about what happened with that investigation at this point?
There were quite a few incidents that they recorded and they listened to. They had tape recorders. They had several different types of equipment that they used throughout the evening. When they were done doing it, though, of course, you know, here it is 2:30 in the morning, and as they said, they had quite a few things that they recorded, but they really don't like to make any assumptions until they've had an opportunity to sit down, you know, not so tired and with a second chance and listen to them and watch what they videotaped and, you know, kind of look at it with a not an exhausted eye and,
sure,
and from a second look. But they have already contacted me to come back into the building and do further investigation. So I think, you know, they were pretty comfortable with finding some
well,
incidents.
Well, and you mentioned that you've had odd experiences before to the point of thinking someone was in the building and called the police because of your concern. So that felt very real to you, obviously.
You know, you hear footsteps, you hear chairs move. This group is a nonprofit group, and we hold some evening events, fundraisers kind of type thing. And a couple of us have gone back into the building several times to turn off lights that we thought were on, got in the building. I mean, from outside they're on, you get in, they're off. Just all kinds of small occurrences, never anything scary, but just things that, you know, it typically don't happen on an everyday basis, so kind of got your attention anyway. So.
Well, it's interesting, like you said, not scary, just an awareness of something going on. Now, are there stories or are there chronicled histories of anything in the courthouse that would explain anything about who or what occurred that may be present there?
Well, the building, of course, was used from 1885 to 1976, so it has a long history of all kinds of incidents, and of course, several court trials that would have been, at the time, tumultuous, would have been, you know, a high-profile trial. When this group came, they actually brought two book writers from Haunted Travels of Michigan, and they had done a great deal of investigation, even more so than I think our group has in the past, done into trials in 1890. They had names of individuals who were prosecuted in the building, individuals who, you know, got off, and on all kinds of court trials, judges that served in the building. They had done a great deal of background history, and so when they came in the building, they were looking for and calling out these names. And so I think we probably will be featured in that book as well. I'm hopeful, and that we would actually be able to get some further investigation history about the building ourselves from them. So, you know, in that long length of history, there certainly has been all kinds of different.
Well, it is fascinating. In the article that I read in the State Journal about some of this information, I love what some of the folks who came to investigate said, that sometimes they're just things that can't be explained. Some of it we can, and we can account for some of it, but a lot of it just cannot be explained.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can hear chairs moving. I mean, things just things just like that that don't make any sense. You can go up there and can't find anything. And we had actually set up some of those deer cameras prior to this in the building with no lock. But, you know, I've never stayed up till 2:40 in the morning or 2:30 in the morning walking around in the place at night either. So, in any case, and they had quite a bit of equipment that, you know, we wouldn't have any kind of access to. But it was interesting. It was a lot of fun. They were very professional. They were very respectful of the building, which I really appreciated, you know, considering it's a museum and it's pretty thought of by the community. We certainly didn't want to do anything that was in any way harmful to it. So, you know, it was a very fun experience. It really was.
Well, and the writers you talked about, Beverly Rydell and Kathleen Tedson, came with the Mid-Michigan Paranormal Investigators, and the book that they will be writing is a haunted travels book, which the whole thing is fascinating. And I find it interesting that it's not necessarily scary, other than when you thought someone was in the building one night. It's just things that you can't quite explain. It there's a feeling something or someone is there, and then there isn't.
Certainly, that is by and large the most part of it. Yeah.
When do you think have they told you kind of when they'll get back with you, or just they will after they do some more looking into it?
We're going to set that date up probably this Wednesday. I don't know how far in advance they want to set that up, but I would assume it'll probably be before too long. It'll be pretty quick.
It'll be great to find out. And when I talked to you earlier today, Julie, you told me you were heading to a meeting tonight. Funding, of course, is always a problem in this time of this economic time in Michigan. Is there a concern about funding for the Courthouse Square Museum?
Yes, it's like so many other, and being a nonprofit entity and a museum, it relies greatly upon the community that supports it, and this community does, but you know, the community is in hurting a condition as well, and then we also are in jeopardy for we do some contracting with our government entities and the city and the county as well are in financial conditions. So that certainly isn't. We've looked for lots of opportunities. We have some rental spaces. I can plug one that's open right now. We have an office rental space that is. I mean, it's you have to have an appreciation for an 1885 building. work there, because it does come with some charm that you're not going to get in a new office space. But
and there may be a charming, friendly ghost as well.
There might be. There may very well be.
Now, that could bring folks in. I think you need to advertise it that way.
Well, there you go. If you're looking to share your office with. No, but wait, and those kinds of chances, if we have some, you know, like I said, we have some rental spaces that we can rent, some different opportunities. We have some fundraisers. We have some wine tastings, beer tastings. We have a big Christmas dinner. Those kinds of opportunities are all important to us to try to raise additional funds.
Well, we will hope that there is good news at the meeting tonight, and at least now some more of the public is aware and may be able to help or give a voice of support. So fascinating subject. I would love to be able to call you again and hear what they have to say and what some of their conclusions are.
I'd be happy to have you call me. That'd be great.
Very good. Thank you so much, Julie. Have a great evening.
Thank you.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye.